because these were children, you see, that were of school age.
Uh-huh.
And
what a frightful thing. What did you call that disease where the patient turned yellow?
Well, now, jaundice, you
yeah.
mean? Mama had that.
Is that fatal, or?
Well, now, jaundice can be worse than I ever did think it could be. At that time, Mama had gallbladder trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know if jaundice would be fatal or not. I guess it could be. But at that time, I didn't realize that it was that bad.
What did you call that disease where there's a pain in the right side?
Appendicitis.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you've been away and you come back to find that one of your friends is sick in bed, you might ask somebody else,
when did he become ill? I probably would say.
And to get back to this one, if somebody goes, as I've been doing, you'd say, excuse me, I can't stop. Did I what?
I would say you coughed.
Uh-huh. And when the voice gets raspy and scrapy, you say the person is?
I'd say probably croupy.
Yeah. Well, how about the voice?
You mean I wouldn't say that? I wouldn't say he's hoarse.
Yeah.
That's what you want me to say.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. How about that?
And, when someone eats something that doesn't agree with him and it just goes round and round and round and he's sure he's going to be ill, you'd say he's...
I'd say he has indigestion.
Well, what did you call this when you were a girl?
Upset stomach.
Or sick?
To his stomach?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
I tell you, I'm really hard to get these out of my eye.
No! There's a difference in this southern preposition is to. Sick to your stomach?
Yes.
For me, it's sick at my stomach. But wait a minute, is it the other way around? Maybe I'm reversed here. I've heard my wife so many times, but we're just diametrically opposed.
Well, does your wife, now you said that she's Oklahoma girl.
Yeah.
Now, do we talk anything alike?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Well, I had wondered that, and I meant to ask you that when you were here last time, when you mentioned that she was from Oklahoma.
Yeah, there are many of your expressions that are just like that.
Oh?
You mentioned that your people came from Texas. Was this Texas, the part of Texas adjacent to Oklahoma?
Well, let's see. Now, Cisco is down, close to May, Texas. You just go pretty far down in it,
uh-huh.
and Cisco was where I was born,
uh-huh.
but I had relatives down there on my father's side.
I was just wondering if this went back to your family's speech.
I just don't know.
Well, anyway, when you're sick at your stomach or sick
uh-huh.
to your stomach,
uh-huh.
If it becomes apparent that
when my kids are sick, that's what I'll say. Are you sick at your stomach?
Uh-huh.
I say that just comes out automatically. I mean, I don't even think about it.
Uh-huh.
Well,
this seems to be the normal term. This means you're quite ill.
Mm-hmm.
It does to me anyway. And indigestion is just a little queasiness there.